A few weeks ago, one of the priests in our bi-monthly Wednesday afternoon reflection prayer group brought in an interesting little article to all the rest of us. It's from a national Catholic magazine called Commonweal. And the special feature on September 22nd is called this, An Ordinary Sunday, a National Survey of Parish Masses. And what they did is they got 12 of their regular writers to just go arbitrarily on a Sunday morning to a parish near where they lived and write a two-page summary of their impressions. Very interesting. From Maine to Florida, from New York to LA and everywhere in between, a whole series, a dozen articles, but all say, someone walking into church, what do you see? Now, some wrote about the parking lot, some about the architecture of the building, obviously about the priest celebrant, about the deacon, about the homily, about the music. But they also looked about the way the congregation was dressed. When you walk into the narthex, how much you get bombarded with, a whole lot of advertisements and promotions. The kind of faces that people make during church time. It's very interesting to see what someone who's not part of the community coming in would recognize. So I thought to myself, what if one of the Commonweal article writers came any given Sunday here to St. Elizabeth? What would they see? Looking out at us, looking at you, not just at me and Deacon Barry in our altar service, in the way our liturgical ministers conduct themselves, in the way people welcome or don't welcome you at the front door, the way you look like you're interested or disinterested in what's going on, the quality of our singing or lack thereof, the cleanliness of our church. What would someone coming to visit us see when they walk in on a Sunday morning here among us? The real question is, would they see a community of people who are struggling to live out what we say in our mission on the front of this bulletin every week? That we are growing a holy, faithful, vibrant Catholic community rooted in the Word of God and the sacraments. Is that what they would see? Would they see it on your faces? That you're rooted in God's Word and alive in His sacramental life? See, we celebrate every year, this time of year, Mission Sunday. And we're invited to pray for those men and women who serve on the farm missions of the church. We're asked to give a financial contribution to support their efforts around the world. But Mission Sunday isn't just about the mission over there. Mission Sunday is also a time for you and me to look again at the mission we've received by our baptism as followers of Jesus Christ. See, the only way we're going to draw people to Christ is by the example of our own lives. By the attitudes and the language and the behavior we display, not just here in church, but at home, at work, in the school corridor, on the ball field, at the supermarket, in the parking lot. Everywhere we are either inviting people to come to see the power of Christ's life in our lives, or we're discouraging them from being a part of a community of faith. How does what we celebrate here in liturgy shape the way we live our daily lives out in the world day after day? That's our mission. That's our challenge. So I really wonder if another week or so, someone from Commonweal dropped in the back unannounced and observed the way we pray and then observed the way we live, whether they would see us on a mission in Christ's name in the world. What a wonderful thing it would be if that visitor to St. Elizabeth Church went back and wrote a two-page impression that said this, like St. Paul in the second reading about Thessalonica, a community of faith rooted in love, enduring in hope, about the work of faith. Would we show ourselves to others as a community rooted in the Word and in the sacraments of God, and empowered by that celebration here to change the world out there?